The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. There's plenty of time for you to share your thoughts on whatever happens to be on your mind. Maybe it's the legitimacy of independent media. That's kind of one of the topics we've touched on tonight. We've talked a lot about James Cleveland's arrest. He's with us here on the third mic. Hey, James.
How's it going?
James is one of the activists at FreeKeen.com, and not a new mover anymore. He's been here a couple of years in the Keene area, and one of the doers. He was actually nominated and won the award for Activist of the Year of 2013, which is a highly coveted thing here in Keene.
The trophy at home.
I'm breaking my neck to get that.
Mark, I don't think you'll ever qualify for Activist of the Year, just saying.
Why? Is that you're the judge?
No, actually, it's an open voting, so anybody could nominate you and, in theory, vote for you. So go for it, man. Maybe you can do it. Do something real special here in 2014. Well, you've got to be an outstanding, noteworthy activist, and that was James in 2013. Now he's here with us on Free Talk Live. He was arrested late last night as he stood his ground after backing off initially when told to by state police while he was trying to record video of a scene. The police had surrounded a man's house who was allegedly suicidal, allegedly armed, and allegedly later shot himself, and the police arrested you, James, for not getting far enough away to their liking. Even though you moved back once, you didn't move back when asked a second time to move back. So therefore, they put you under arrest. You're now facing possible 2 years in jail, and you're looking to see if you can find some legal assistance on this case. We'll certainly continue to update our listeners on what happens as time goes on. But I want to jump into your phone calls and thoughts, and if we get the chance, and you'll be hanging out with us for the rest of the show, right, James?
That's right.
And so you're welcome to call. If you got a question for James, he'll be here for this this full hour. And also, we've got the final blog post from Mark Emery, the Prince of Pot. You remember? He's been in prison for the last several years. He's about to get out this summer, and he's written his final post. We'll share that with you. But first, we go to the phones and to the fun. Doug is in Ann Arbor, Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Doug.
Yep.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, great. I just wanted to describe an incident that happened at work. Well, not an incident. Conversation I had. I work inside a federal prison. Ooh. And I'm getting ready to retire here. I started in 1994, do 20 years and then retire. So anyway, this inmate came into my office, and I was looking at him, and I thought, yeah, I think I remember you when I first started. And I asked him when he got locked up, and he said he got locked up in 1992. So he was there when I started 20 years ago. But I asked him what his charge was, and he said, well, it was a big marijuana case. He got caught with 5,000 pounds of marijuana. And then he made an indirect threat to the judge during the proceedings in trial, but he took it to jury trial, which was very dumb. Should not do that. But he, at least not in the federal system, but he, I asked him what his out date was, and he said 2029.
Jeez.
I said, oh my God. I was dumbfounded. I couldn't believe it. Pulled all his information up on the computer, and sure enough, that's what he's in there for.
You know, and the funny thing about this is that, and by the way, you sound like a classification officer. there's nothing you can do about. There's nothing anybody could do about this. Nobody in the prison system can do anything about this. People often, hold the jailers responsible as though there's anything you could do.
Yeah. Well, people just don't. I don't think that the average Joe Sixpack out there understands that we've got so many people locked up for just totally nonviolent crimes that are just. It's ridiculous. I was dumbfounded.
So, wait, just to clarify, he's in jail till 2029 for pot or for threatening a judge?
Both. Both.
Okay.
It was a marijuana case where they charged him with 5,000 pounds of marijuana, and during the trial, he made a threat to the judge.
I see. It's still horrifying, and obviously, had he never been arrested for the pot, then he never would have threatened the judge in the first place.
Unwise to threaten judges.
Yeah, that usually isn't going to work out too well. Now, Doug, so you work for the federal prison system. What are you, like a case agent or something? What do you do for?
Well, I'm a drug treatment specialist. I work in a drug treatment program.
Okay. Meaning you're treating people who are on drugs in prison?
No.
No. people that have drug offenses, that they actually end up getting a sentence reduction if they successfully complete the program. They get a year off their sentence.
I see.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, because there are drugs in prison, right? I mean,
and there's lots of people who need treatment in prison, too.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Mostly what they need treatment for, however, is a lifestyle that they just don't understand. They need habilitation, not rehabilitation in many cases. They need to understand how to live in the world, mm-hmm. and the drug treatment, the drug treatment counselors are often the only people that are offering that. As an inmate who's been, I went through drug treatment there. I didn't have a drug problem. I had, I was mainly scared of being out in the regular prison, and I felt like I'd get better accommodations, and I think I did. But in the process, what I found were the only people in the prison, excuse me, I shouldn't say the only, the majority of the people in the prison that gave a damn and had any kind of ability to help me in any way, shape, or form.
I mean, as far as staff?
As far as staffing goes, were the drug treatment counselors. Mm. I often reference a Mr. Vallone here on the air as a person who, was helpful to me. And that guy was a drug treatment counselor. I don't know that I did too much in his classes or anything like that, but he really helped me.
Yeah, right.
So, well, Doug, any other stories you want to share tonight?
You would actually probably be the Bureau of Prisons is kind of they're in the forefront of videotaping interactions between inmates, between citizens and the government. Because since before I started, whenever you use there's a use of force, and you know that you're going to use force, like if somebody's acting up in their cell and I got to put a team together to go in on them and restrain them and everything, they have to record it. From beginning to end, one of the officers is there with a video camera. If they cannot stop it, they cannot face the camera away from what's going on. And you would not believe, I've seen these things over and over and over again throughout my career. You would not believe the difference in the behavior of these staff members from before the camera goes on until it goes on. After that camera goes on, the professionalism would blow you away.
I bet
before the camera goes on, it's like a locker room, and they're high-fiving, and they're like, yeah, let's kick his ass, let's go in there, let's bust his head. Okay, guys, we're turning the camera on, and everybody becomes tall, and they film the whole thing, and they have to, show the extraction and take them to the shower to clean off the chemicals and all that stuff. But as soon as that camera goes on, everybody's totally different. So.
Thanks for sharing
your story. I wish that at all.
Doug, I appreciate hearing from you tonight, and feel free to call in anytime you've got a story from the inside.
I suppose the attitude of the people that are going into to do an extraction in that situation, into an inmate cell, usually it's a confinement cell, I suppose it matters, but at the very least the camera's on, because I can tell you, how many inmates have been beaten and lost teeth that I've seen.
They probably only brought a camera policy in because somebody got sued at some point in jail.
I mean, this frankly should be what every law enforcement officer wants so badly, is to protect themselves. And the reason they don't want it is because the court system protects them. Mm-hmm. The attitude of society, there's a societal-based protection for law enforcement officers.
They get a pass. They can do things that are wrong.
Here in New Hampshire, up until very recently, the only penalty, the only way you could get the death penalty was by killing a law enforcement officer. Kill a citizen, you get life in prison. Kill a law enforcement officer, you face the death penalty. You can't tell me that's not a codified in law, showing that police are superhumans.
Speaking of prison, we still have the final prison blog coming up from Mark Emery. Let's go first to Greg in New York. You're on Free Talk Live, Greg.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Greg?
Hey, I wanted to continue a conversation. I called in a few days ago, I think last week, to talk about freedom under a laissez-faire type market system versus freedom in a system where wealth is redistributed, possibly by force. And I was just thinking that it may actually turn out that there's diminishing returns the more laissez-faire you get. And at some point, it may actually be less freedom overall, if...
Let's talk about that. Hang on, Greg. I'll bring him back. We'll flesh out that discussion. Could it be that a laissez-faire society, a free market society...
Diminishes freedom.
...is less free? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll continue with Greg and his thoughts. Take yours as well on whatever happens to be on your mind here on Free Talk Live. Don't forget, we've got Skype as well. Skype in at username lrn.fm.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay, can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want right here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. all the features we give to you there, so enjoy them on us. You get to create the content. That what you see on the front page was created by listeners like you, voted upon by listeners like you as well. So go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. So we continue here, our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, brought to you by ProXPN. And also Skype us at username lrn.fm. When we manage to create robots that can look and act like humans, that is, androids, will they be our slaves, our masters, or our partners in exploration and prosperity? Quantum Vibe, the science fiction adventure webcomic, suggests the answer is all of the above. As our heroes continue their epic mission to open a vast new frontier, they encounter an android slave culture on terraformed and corporatized Mars, and later join forces with a liberated android friend to avert a deadly disaster in the freewheeling asteroid belt. You can go and read it for free if you want over at bigheadpress.com, quantumvibe.com, but you can get a nice full-color, 161-page printed volume. Very beautiful stuff from Big Head Press. I've seen their work before. I actually had some of their books when I was in jail for civil disobedience. Quantum Vibe, Volume 2. It's entitled Murphy, and it collects their adventures. You can go and get it at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BigHeadPress.com, or go through shop.freetalklive.com's links to Amazon there to help Free Talk Live out at the same time as buying great stuff from Big Head Press.
They were at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Scott and his brother Frank.
Yeah,
yes.
Frank were there. And they practically sold out of their books.
Oh,
they did
wow.
have some of the volume 2 left. But they sold out of like everything else they had. I wanted to get some sets, and I'll just get them from a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
But if popular opinion matters, apparently these are quite good.
I loved Big Head Press's work. I liked Lemieux when I was reading that, and I liked it so much I bought my own copy on the outside of the jail. So it's good stuff. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Greg is on the line in New York. He barely had a chance to really even scratch the surface of his call in the last segment. So go ahead, Greg. What were you calling about tonight?
Sure. So this is a big topic, and I don't expect to probably get to all of it, but basically my contention is that it may very well be that if you compare two different systems, one where everyone, assuming it's even possible, but everyone voluntarily entering into agreements, and the second being same system except a coercive tax where the wealth is redistributed to a minimal safety net, then it mm-hmm. could turn out actually that in the second system, the aggregate freedom, the more people will have freedom in a greater amount, even though, you know, nominally and philosophically, they are being forced to give tax. But especially if people with a lot of money are being forced to give, let's say, 2% of the tax. But as a result, many people are able to afford what's called switching costs. So I just want to illustrate this one example. If a person is working month to month for a paycheck, and they have a family to support, they don't have many options. They can't simply quit that job, re-educate themselves, let's say, to become an app developer or an author or anything else that they might have a talent for. And as a result, they're stuck working in that job. So that's an example of limited freedom, an actual limited freedom for someone in a free market society.
Well, lots of people do that. They go and they take their spare time from their 9-to-5 job or whatever it is that they do, and they do train themselves to do something else, and they do go out and get another job. Now, I would agree with you, switching costs exist, but I would disagree with you that they can't. I would claim that, in fact, they are more attached to hanging out with their friends or drinking alcohol or whatever it is that they do in their spare time.
Or their leisures and their comforts. It's absolutely true. Anytime you can walk away from anything. You can become homeless if you want to and leave everything behind. It's just whether or not you're willing to.
So I would agree with it. Obviously, switching costs exist, and that's a true statement. But here's what, Greg, I think that's really important to point out is that the world you're talking about may or may not be more free, but we'll never know. Because we do have a system similar to what you're talking about, and it claims a monopoly, and it disallows competition. So I want to try a more laissez-faire society. Ian wants to try a completely laissez-faire society. But we'll never get the opportunity. We can never buy a piece of land and compete directly because the organization you're talking about, the claims of monopoly, will crush us like bugs and throw us in prison and destroy our homes and ruin our families. And that's the freedom that you're proffering, is the freedom of tyranny. And it's not freedom at all. All I'm asking, Greg, is not whether or not your overarching system may be the best one for planet Earth. All I'm asking is, could you please leave me alone? Can you please leave me alone, Greg?
Well, maybe after this call. No,
I love you calling. I just, I know, the fact is that you've called in several times. You've kind of claimed to be a minarchist, but you're an odd minarchist. You're like a social safety net minarchist, which...
I mean, yes. I'm a civil libertarian.
The point, the thing that threw me, the thing that moved me from one side to the other was, look, the question is, Greg, are you willing to use force and violence and coercion against your neighbor to get what you want? And I think the answer is no. You are not willing to do it.
Well, that's why they have the police.
Right. But you have you have separated yourself from the reality of violence by putting a basically supporting a proxy.
It's an intermediary, yeah.
And what I'm trying to tell you is when that club comes down on people's head, Greg, it's you. The supporter of the club that's doing it.
So, Greg,
go ahead, sorry.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I just wanted to clarify. I'm not saying that the current government systems are close to being awesome or anything like that. I'm a civil libertarian. I believe that, for example, there should be strong protection for people's rights. I am talking about a system that basically provides the minimum minimum health care, minimum education, minimum roof over your head. Yes, people can become homeless. That's certainly an option. But for most people today in the 21st century, they want running water. They're used to, having the internet.
Sure. They want it for free, too, Greg. Do you understand that if you offer the minimum of housing, the minimum of medical, and the minimum of food, that you're going to have people that don't use the social safety net as a safety net? They, in fact, use it as a hammock?
Well, what's wrong with having it for free? That increases the freedom, actually, of the people. If they don't want to work, they shouldn't have to be forced.
Not working. Right. I don't want to have to work. Why, wouldn't that be
what's
awesome?
What's wrong with it is that it's being backed by force. If you can come up with a way to fund these things that aren't backed by force, then by all means, give away all the free stuff.
The free market actually will provide these things to people in the relatively near future if it's let do these things. 3D printing is going to provide free power and free stuff. We're moving into a whole new world, and it's going to be brought to you by the free market, not brought to you by social safety nets.
So one thing, Greg, I wanted to touch on, you brought up the example of someone who's working month to month. They're kind of stuck in their job, if you will. So in a free market, everyone is a salesman. You're selling your labor to businesses, and I think that there would be examples of... Well, but you go back to like apprenticeships and things like that, where my company, they come to me and they say, hey, what training do you want? What education do you want? You could go to a business and be like, look, I'm a smart guy. I can be an engineer. Fund my education. I will work for you.
We'll let Greg respond here in a moment. Stand by if you'd like to continue the discussion, Greg, with James Cleveland. I'm Ian. This is Mark over here across the table from me. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It allows you to take control of the airwaves.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival, and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, we'll bring up, or you can bring up whatever you want. Just take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. Join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Send a contact request first. It will be approved. Be easy for you to get on the air with us from that point forward. The us in the studio tonight includes me, Ian.
And James.
And Mark.
Hey, don't forget you can join James on Facebook. Look for Robin Hood of Keene. And you can, of course, also find him blogging over at freekeene.com. We go back here to your phone calls and thoughts. Also, want to remind you about our studio webcam. You can actually watch the show. And you know what? We usually have two cams in the studio tonight, but I've forgotten to plug.
One of the lights is wrong.
Yeah, the second cam, the close-up cam, hasn't been plugged in all night, so I apologize about that. But what do you want for free? You go to freetalklive.com. The webcam is there. You actually can go straight to cam.freetalklive.com, and you can watch that there. And there's actually a chat room built into the same page, allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Now, so again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. Now, we got Greg on the line in New York. And, Mark, you had asked a question when we went to break. You said you felt like you didn't get an answer. Maybe the conversation went in a different direction. Can you re-ask the question, reset here with Greg? He's still on with us.
Greg, thanks for holding through. So, you had asked, essentially, you had proffered the possibility that in a world where we have sort of a limited government that does the things you want it to do, which of course it never will, that world, which provides a social safety net and, you know, lets people who don't want to work not work, that world could provide potentially more freedom than a world where, that we talk about, sort of the laissez-faire, you know, world where, actually I talk about governments competing. And I think it's an interesting question. Mm-hmm. And there's only one way for us to find out. And that's if we do experiments and if we allow competition and innovation in the marketplace. And I guess what I'm asking from you is, are you willing to support me in withdrawing from this monopoly system and having my own where we have, you know, a more laissez-faire society?
Oh, absolutely. But I just want to qualify my answer and say, first of all, you know, throughout history, people have had all kinds of experiments. And you're absolutely right. Governments do compete. States compete, companies compete, and there's a city in Honduras, for example, that people are setting up. They got the government of Honduras to kind of let them have a more tax-free existence.
I'm not sure that's. I think they overturned it.
The Supreme Court of Honduras, if I remember reading that correctly.
Yeah, they kicked it back in their face, and that was like a year ago.
They're still working on it.
Did you hear there was there like an update recently, Greg, that you saw?
No, it might have not been as recent as I think, but yeah, of course I support. Experimentation, as long as the people who move there do it voluntarily, of course.
But do you understand, Greg, do you understand that if you allow experimentation in the area of governance, the people that you wish to tax and the people that you wish to, glean the fruits of their labor will go to those areas, and then your area where, you know, you have a government that's more coercive and more violent and that supports people who don't work will have no success because it'll be that socialism problem that Margaret Thatcher talked about. The problem with socialism is sooner or later you run out of rich people to steal money from.
Yeah, and there are real-life cases that you can look at where this occurred. The classic one would be like East Germany versus West Germany. I mean, they had a real brain drain where people were leaving the more communist system for a more free market system.
The United States lost the Facebook guy.
That's another good example.
It happens all the time.
Oh, sure. And by the way, Milton Friedman had an awesome series called Free to Choose, where he constantly showed how people vote with their feet and leave more oppressive regimes. So, yeah, of course, there are diminishing returns. What I'm saying is there are diminishing returns on both sides. My contention
is,
of course, too much socialism is bad. But so is too little government and too much anarchy.
I that may or may not be true. We'll never know until we have the competition.
All Mark is asking for is let him try. That's all he wants.
Actually, I don't even want to try. Let Ian try.
Okay,
it's really what I would like. But before you go on, one more important thing that I'd like to point out here is that the other thing about socialism, and that's what I believe essentially every form of government is that is coercive, including the United States government, is that it tends to, the monopolies tend to sort of, come up in a hierarchical fashion. So the United States government is really not the government of the United States of America. It's really the government of the world, because through payments to other governments and through the force of arms, threats and actual arms, the United States government pretty much rules the whole planet.
Yeah,
there are a few places that this may not be true, but they're scared to death.
Yeah, Google.
Except for Russia, perhaps.
Google FACTA. No. FACTA. It's like this new financial thing that the FedGov is rolling out. And basically, it's like, yeah, we own you. No matter where you go, we're going to steal your money. So. You're not even free to try to leave anymore. It's ridiculous.
Well, so
I don't know. I think Russia has every reason to be scared.
Well, okay, that's a whole other discussion. But like,
yes.
Look, you're pointing out the most powerful government, still arguably the most powerful government on Earth, and you're saying, look, there's a problem. This government keeps expanding. Yes, but look at the other side of the spectrum. Look at the terrorist group ISIS, which is now more powerful than Al Qaeda. Where did they actually? Where were they able to gain a foothold? It was exactly in those cities where there was no government and there was absolutely no protection. And that's how are you going to prevent that?
No
government. Iraqi army?
They gained a foothold as Sunnis in Sunni cities. They are representing in some way the people in those cities. So no, they didn't gain a foothold through fear. They were welcomed.
They did.
And so I would also point out that the guns and weapons they have largely came from this monopoly we're talking about, the United States government.
Yeah, and why was there no government? Could it have been that the United States came in and overthrew Saddam Hussein?
Which, of course, they helped install in the first place.
Yes. It all comes down to those people wanting to rule over other people. And that's all I'm trying to say is, hey, you people with the guns, can you put them away and not point them at me? That's all I've been asking all along.
And I think that if you did have this free market, this, you know, fictitious, at this point, free market, this fantastic idea, you would have a variety of choices. You would have the kind of, what was it called, Ave Maria, this Florida city that was, like, privately built by the Catholics, like the former owner of Domino's Pizza.
They don't sell condoms in the Walgreens.
Right. If you want to come in and do and open a Walgreens franchise, you can't sell certain things because it's private property, and so therefore you have to follow certain rules. And in a very strict religious order, for instance, may have more strict rules to follow.
Their rules are just more strict than the United States government's rules, so that can exist. You're just talking about competition, and I get it.
But what I meant was, in a free market, it could be more restrictive. Like a certain area could be more restrictive, but you would opt in to those restrictions. You would agree. You would say, "Oh, I value a society where there's no birth control," which was crazy if you ask me. But you know, somebody out there values that, and so they would join in with that society, and they would be under those restrictions and subject to those rules. I wouldn't want to live in that society, though.
So, Greg, the point I'm trying to make here is that you want you're proposing that that there be competition. You're proposing that perhaps in our minds we should think about this as a logic puzzle. But what I'm telling you, if there's actual competition, freedom will beat out a coercive system because the people that the coercive system wishes to coerce the most will leave.
I think in a free market,
there is competition, by the way, and states do compete. In fact, there is a free market. If anybody ever asks the free market?
No, you're not free to leave.
Switching costs, my friend.
I'll give you an example.
Brother, you're not free to leave, man. I can't get a U.S. passport because I'm not interested in consenting to the Treasury Department snooping around my information. And you also have to be able to pay their fees.
I agree with you. If you're not free to leave, you're not free. If you're not free to denounce citizenship and leave, then you're not free. I 100% agree. But there are free markets between states today. The foreign exchange...
No, there aren't. There's trade restrictions.
...is not unilaterally controlled by anyone.
You mean U.S. states or government states?
International markets. International markets are not unilateral. At all.
The point that I talked to you about, that I made early, the United States government is the government of the world, and that if I want to go to Uruguay or Paraguay, who have recently increased their restrictions on immigration, because the U.S. State Department handed them a big old check and said, this is what you're going to do with it. I mean, how can you have freedom when you have a government that just prints this money and gets what it wants all around the world?
Thanks, Greg, for the call. Not only is it not free to travel around the world without government permission, it's also not free trade. There's no free trade out there. There's tariffs all over the place. You have to beg permission and pay taxes just to do business.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
You know Bellawood Flooring for its beauty and durability. And now at Lumber Liquidators, Bellawood Flooring is on sale. Get 10% off every Bellawood pre-finished floor, including solid hardwood, ultra-strand bamboo, and Bellawood mat with a unique oil-finished look. Save big on pre-finished hardwood at just $169 a square foot and Black Forest laminate for only 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. Over 70 flooring deals and special 12-month financings available. But hurry, this sale ends Tuesday.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Porter Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and it's brought to you by ProXPN. You can also join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. But don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have waiting for you there. What's that you say? You haven't seen Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree yet? Well, what are you waiting for? You can go watch it for free anytime you want at victimlesscrimespree.com. We link over to the YouTube version of the film there, which is then available in full HD quality, and it's a full 90-minute media feature-length documentary film shot primarily here in our beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, with Derek J, our co-host on Monday nights, as your main star of the show. You'll also see me make a few appearances. You'll see me get arrested and be in jail in that particular film, so it's a lot of fun. And we had a great time making it. And we couldn't have done it without the help of the good folks in the city of Keene and their ridiculous police department doing silly nonsense arrests of people for peaceful things. So if it weren't for their arrests and the other people, I guess the sheriff's department was involved in a couple in court security, then we wouldn't have had a movie to make. And many people have seen that movie, and they've said to me and to Derek J, thank you. That it was your movie that inspired me to move to New Hampshire. This is the thing that some people will say to us, like, you know, whenever we're at Liberty Forum or Pork Fest, the 2 yearly events that the Free State Project puts on, inevitably you'll get into conversations with folks about what brought you here? How'd you end up here in New Hampshire? How'd you end up checking out the Free State Project? And there's a number of people who will say it was Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree that either brought them in initially to help them find the movement, or that it closed the deal for them, that when they saw Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, they knew something special was going on here and they wanted to be a part of it. So go and check it out for yourself at victimlesscrimespree.com.
That was a major.
Oh, sorry, James, say that again.
It was a major motivator for me, you know, when I watched it.
Oh, okay, so it was out prior to you moving here?
So I moved.
It came out in 2012.
I moved like in the summer of 2012, yeah. And it literally had just come out. I watched it at Porkfest.
Very cool. So, yeah, you saw a preview at Porkfest. So check it out, victimlesscrimefree.com. We go back to the phones and the fun here. WKZO listener David is on the line in Kalamazoo. Hey, David.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, well, you know, I listen to your show on my commute home and at night, and
excellent.
I'm hearing a common theme about people getting run over roughshod by officers of the government, whether they're appointed or elected. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but all officials in government have to post bond. It's called a public official bond. It's a type of surety bond that guarantees that they'll perform their constitutional duties. And there's a procedure for going after their bond and setting these guys up. The procedure works like a charm. I've used it on the Florida Attorney General and got the Attorney General to turn on something that they were doing against a victim of a crime. And we ended up getting the Attorney General to take care of matters after they were fraudulently denying a claim that she had made.
How do you go about this? This is something I've heard rumor about, and it always just seemed to be one of those patriot conspiracy theories to me where, you know, some know-it-all expert would claim that he'll teach you the secrets for $500. He'll give you a CD-ROM with all the secrets on it. I mean, what is the plot here?
Let me give you my background. I'm an insurance adjuster. I'm a public insurance adjuster from Florida. The process involves putting these people into a default on their oath. Okay? A violation of your oath is called perjury of oath. Okay? That's a high crime under the Constitution. They've sworn an oath to protect and defend and uphold the Constitution. What we do is we put them into a default. We don't go after them for what they've done because they have ways of dealing with that. And you guys talk about them lying all the time, about going to court and lying and trumping up charges. And I think tonight you were talking about the camera being taken from a gentleman who had been arrested. And this is a process they can't do anything about because we use their arrogance against them. We do a certified request for records. In Michigan, we have a state FOIA. I'm not sure what you guys have in New Hampshire, but I'm sure you have an analogous law that says public records have to be kept, and when they're requested, they have to be produced.
Mm-hmm.
The bonds are kept usually with the treasurer or the clerk's office in a municipality. Mostly you'll find the financial instruments that you're going to ask for have to be kept by the treasurer. And we usually ask for three items. We'll ask for a certified copy of the oath. We'll ask for a certified copy of the bond, and we'll ask for a certified copy of the risk management insurance.
And this is for each employee of, say, like the city of Keene, for instance?
Well, let's say you've got somebody who's running roughshod over people. He's a rogue officer or a rogue employee.
Yep.
You'd go after that person, and you would submit your request under whatever your FOIA laws are. And you would tell them, I'm accepting your oath of office as condition of your employment with this government body, and you're required under the FOIA laws to provide me with this information about your employment. I guarantee you they won't give you the documentation. Now,
you're saying, just to clarify, you're saying if I go into the city clerk's office or the treasurer, I don't know what the treasurer is in Keene, but I would try like the clerk's office. You're saying I want to get a bond, I want to get a copy of the oath, the bond, and the risk management insurance for such and such an officer. You're saying you think the clerk would deny the request?
No, I'm not saying that. I think the clerk would have to give it to you. You may have to press the clerk. I'm saying if you go after the employee, let's say it's a rogue police officer. They are extremely arrogant people. When you send a FOIA request to him,
it wouldn't work that way. In New Hampshire, you would send the request to the clerk's office, and they would fulfill any sort of info requests for any city employees.
Here's the gig, man. The deal is they're required to keep their records and produce them when it's demanded. The officer is required to produce it. That's his. That's
well, now, look, that's an interesting statement, but it may or may not be true, right? Like, you know, maybe that's true in Michigan. It may not be true in New Hampshire, for instance. I don't know what the rules are about oaths and bonds. I'm fascinated by it. I think it's an interesting thing. So what you're saying is if the cop doesn't produce it, then you've got him?
Here's the deal, man. We asked for three different things under three different certified or registered mail items. The first is the oath. We also asked them for the risk management insurance and the bond.
And the bond, okay.
I will go into the clerk's office or the treasurer's office, and I'll pick those up because I want to know the surety company. Anytime an insured has three claims against their policy in a 12-month period, they're canceled. So you're going to create three claims against the bond because you're going to get this person in perjury of oath, other derelictions of duties, but there's nothing they can do to back out of it. Once the surety company pulls the bond, that person's butt is in a sling. You know, every time there's a shooting, a police shooting, there's always a period of time where they pull the police officer off of street duty and they're, you know, they're required either leave without leave with pay or they're required to do desk duty. That's a bonding issue. They've got to do a complete vetting out of the circumstances to make sure that that was a clean shooting so that if there was a bad shooting,
so just to clarify something, David, we're short on time here. So if you go into, like in New Hampshire, you'd have to go to the clerk's office to get this info, if it even exists here. I don't know if it does. But if that info exists, you would request it. If they provide it, then you've got nothing to go after them with, right?
The cop's not going to provide it to you.
I'm telling you, the cops won't have to in New Hampshire. So the rules apparently are different here than they are in Michigan. So I wonder how much of what you've just talked about actually applies in all 50 states versus just Michigan. It's an interesting tactic.
This is an insurance thing, man. This is contract. This is something that goes deeper than statute, deeper than law.
Where would someone go to learn about this technique? I mean, it sounds very interesting.
You got to have an insurance background. I'd be happy to talk with people. If you want to get my information after you take me off the line, I'll be happy to give it to you. If you want to talk offline, I'm happy to do that. We could.
Here's what I'd recommend: write up a summary of what you think you do, and
put a blog post out there somewhere, put it up publicly.
Number one, but secondly, email it to news@freekeen.com. That'll go to multiple bloggers at Freekeen, which is where James and I are bloggers, and we can take a look at it. We can pass it around here to some of the folks in New Hampshire and see if that works. And then, like Mark said, put it up on a blog site, a WordPress, get your own WordPress blog, and start documenting how to actually go through this process. Even if it just only works in Michigan or only works in some states, it could give people at least a possible solution. And I thank you for the call tonight. Call us again if you got more that you want to talk about. Well, we're out of time for this evening. And to everybody who didn't get in tonight, well, call earlier in the show, darn it. We're here from 7 to 10 at night, Eastern Time, every single night. We would be happy to get your calls on tomorrow. So join us then and online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Quantum of Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Imagine a world in which out-of-control governments monitor every action of every person. Wait, that's today's world. But it's still possible to take control of your own life and your own identity. Start building a new world. Visit mapgate.info and learn basic reasoning skills. Earn pseudonymous academic credentials. That is, earn cryptographic proof that the owner of your Bitcoin address learned these skills. Apply for jobs online using your Bitcoin address instead of your name. Take control of your future. Visit mapgate.info.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.